So joining us now is Hilda Solis, the United States Secretary of Labor. And Ms. Solis is going to be announcing later today that some states will be given grant money to help create more training for green jobs. The details from Secretary Solis now of something that Barack Obama has talked about since the campaign. First of all, Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis, thanks for being with us.
Hi, John. How are you?
Just great. And let's talk specifically about what the Department of Labor is going to be doing to try to fast-track individuals who may be suffering in this recession into jobs that the president calls green.
Right. Well, today we're announcing at the Department of Labor the awarding of $100 million in a green job training grants. And 25 of those projects will represent the country, and they'll receive anywhere from $1.4 to $5 million each. And $28 million of that $100 million will also go to support projects and communities impacted by the restructuring of the automobile industry. The grants, as you know, are part of the bigger Recovery Act initiative that was signed into law last year. And what we're looking at is helping to prepare workers for a range of new opportunities in careers such as hybrid and electric auto technicians, weatherization specialists, wind and energy auditors, and solar panel installers. So there's a variety of opportunities, I think, for people who have lost their jobs to get into a new career path and also take this time to use this particular fund to go visit one of our one-stops to become signed up, apply, and get ready to get into this mode of changing our new workforce. And the president has talked so much about really cutting off our dependency on oil and petroleum. And this is one way of really looking hard at what our country can do and really investing in our best resource, and that's the human resource.
Right. Well, let's talk about how many humans this is going to affect, because, I mean, certainly our Detroit listeners are going to be very happy that this is targeted at the auto industry on some level. Our new Denver listeners are going to be happy that this is targeted in the housing sector. That's a big growth sector out in Denver. But what does $100 million translate into in terms of actual workers?
Well, I will tell you that there is great excitement and enthusiasm to become a part of these new initiatives. In fact, we had so many applications that we can't possibly fund all of the applications that we received. So we know that there are small businesses. Keep in mind, this isn't a government-run program. This is a partnership with local small businesses and medium-sized businesses. And we know that there will be job creation. When employers
Don't have a number there, though. I'm not hearing a number.
Well, we're looking at I would say a very good number to start up. I don't have that particular number in front of me, but I know that there has already been some movement in the economy towards this whole greening, weatherization, and restoration. You know, the president has an initiative out there to help weatherize 1 million homes. This is a part of that restructuring of our workforce.
And the president has spent $500 million in the larger Recovery Act initiative to try to do this. But I guess, you know, there are people who are going to say that the Department of Labor is maybe not the place to focus an initiative like this, that if you were really serious about shifting the economy in the broad way, you would provide incentives at, say, the Department of Commerce or do something like the oil depletion allowance that funded the energy industry 100 years ago. The scale of this is too small, people will say.
Well, I would disagree. Actually, what has happened in the last few months is that we are now at the point of actually providing release of most of our money that was approved through the stimulus plan itself. And so much of this money will hit our communities right now. We've been waiting actually to do this properly because we had to go through our screening of applications. We had to have people oversee the solicitation of the grants and then also really look and really dig deeply to see where the most need needs to be addressed in terms of those communities with high unemployment rates. And I will tell you that we have really made an effort to really look at where dislocated workers are placed. We're looking at minorities, women, veterans, and we're looking at disabled workers. So this initiative is very new. It's something we haven't seen. It's unprecedented. It did not happen in the last 8 years. This is a new initiative.
How much is it going to depend on the auto industry turning around, the housing industry turning around for these workers who are being trained in these new skills to actually have a job out there?
Well, I would tell you that I'm very encouraged because I know many people, and I come from the state of California, where people are very, very interested in retrofitting their homes and reducing their energy consumption. So having someone come in, whether it's to help to re-weatherize or help retrofit their home systems so they can control their consumption of energy, is something very big. I recently visited Nevada, where we gave a large grant out also, and I can tell you that they were going to propose at least 200 jobs that would come about immediately, but that doesn't account for some of the other jobs that will be created to help support
well,
that industry.
It is definitely a numbers game, and we will hold you accountable to see how many jobs actually come forth over the next few years.
Absolutely.
Let me just shift gears here for one moment. You have a long-standing record supporting labor during your years in Congress. As Secretary of Labor, do you support the members of the TSA in their attempts to collectively bargain to be unionized employees?
Well, that is an issue that the Department of Transportation has jurisdiction over.
Although they are laborers, they are laborers.
And certainly, we, the president and I, have always supported the right of people to collectively bargain. But, of course, that is something that is down the line. Right now, I'm focused on getting the monies out for the green job creation and getting our economy up and going and getting people back to work, especially in the state of New York.
But just to clarify, you support collective bargaining for all federal workers? Is that what you're saying there?
I'm saying that as a concept overall, the president and I support the ability and opportunity to bargain collectively. I'm not saying that TSA is the one area, but what I am saying is that on the concept, on the whole, we do support that.
You don't believe that collective bargaining affects security for something like the TSA?
Well, I really want to stay on message here, and
All right, good. No, you're good. You're good. Congressman Solis, remarks that I'm looking at are embargoed for later today. Where do you actually roll this out?
We're rolling it out here in Washington, and we are also conversing with members of the House who will be recipients of the grants. And so far, we have had just, I would say, an astonishing positive response
good luck.
From people.
She's a former member of the House. Hilda Solis is now Secretary of Labor. Thanks for joining us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.